Intuitive process. Diagrams are great for simply illustrating intricate concepts. Here is a visual map of the intuitive process. And because I'm reading this manuscript, I'm going to do my best to describe the map that I'm looking at. Consciousness with vantage. So I'm starting at the top of a page, and I'm going to talk us down this sort of family tree that I delineate this concept as in terms of a diagram. So we start at the top of the page, and the language, the marker language, is consciousness with vantage. So God, higher self, any consciousness with a higher vibrational vantage than we have here in our physical ego form. So this could be God, your soul, the design team, their friends, however you would like to name this. Then let's imagine an arrow descending straight down from consciousness with vantage, and it encounters you or me. And from you or me, the reception of consciousness with vantage, we have two choices. We always have two choices. One is to block, and one is to receive what is being communicated to us and through us from consciousness with vantage. Let's look at the block leg of this family tree first, because it's the one that many of us do and we don't want to perpetuate. If we block consciousness with vantage, what happens? Nothing. It's a dead end. We stop the flow of source. If we take the other route, which is reception of consciousness with vantage communicating through us via the subtle energy language of intuition, we again have two choices. We can either act on it or not act on it. Let's follow the don't act on it leg of this family tree for a moment. What happens if we don't act on the intuition that we receive? Again, nothing. Problem, dead energy. We stop being an agent for God on earth. If we follow the other leg of this leg of the family tree and we act on the intuition we receive as subtle energy from source, receive bias in the form of intuition, if we act on it, what happens? Whoa, we manifest whatever it is that God is asking us to create. So you can clearly see or imagine, as I describe this, from this visual representation, that the left trajectory, which is the act on it, is the one that we are refreshing and are honing here. How often do you A, act on your intuition, B, don't act on it, or C, block it? Please take a personal inventory. Notice the ratio in your own life experience of these three options: acting on it, not acting on it, or blocking it. Notice the proportion or the ratio of these three in your own life experience in relation to each other. This may be unsettling for you to recognize, for you to realize, or it may be inspiring and or uplifting. What do you find? What stops you? What stops us? And what can we do about this? When you block or you do not act upon your intuition, what is it that you allow to stop you? Is it fear? Is it a lack of clarity or of understanding of what you're being asked to do next? In other words, is your reluctance the lack of a map? Is it lack of faith? Faith that the map, it will reveal itself as you move toward it? For this I know well, my kin. This it is my life story. It has always been. What is it that stops you, that stops us, from following the direct guidance of our intuition? For we are all together in this. Yes, we are all together in this. What is it that we grant priority to, denying us of this incredible, omniconscious wisdom? And even more proactively of great importance, what can you or we do about this now? You do have a map. You have six key steps of intuition, the practice. If there is anything that you do not understand within these steps, please ask. It is vital that we demystify intuition. It is vital that we use it again. Active and passive intuition. If you pause and ponder, my friend, even just for a brief moment, you may realize this, that what most people perceive as being their intuition, this is actually passive intuition. This is not mine. For mine, it must be active. For me to hold the line, the pulley that lifts us free. I differentiate between passive and active intuition because one is exponentially more powerful and prolific than the other. The active kind, it is an overflowing wellspring of opportunity sublime. Passive intuition is actually what most people are actually thinking of when they refer to intuition. Because we perceive ourselves as human beings as less than gods. We assume that intuition, it is a one-way street. We assume that our only option it is to wait. To wait just like Godot, until some higher wisdom decides to speak to us. It is precisely this worldview of up-down hierarchy that limits so many of us in our perception of ourselves in relation to intuition. As a result of this worldview, we diminish ourselves and our sterling potential. It is squelched, it is suffocated, it is killed in our own eyes. Active intuition, on the other hand, it is actually initiating and engaging in a dialogue with higher wisdom. You ask it a question, and it responds directly to you. Let us look at each of these two models clearly so that we can harvest the greatest possible richness from both. Passive intuition, that is one-way communication, from higher wisdom to you, it requires, one, that you be receptive to it, that you be open to it. Two, that you notice it. Three, that you recognize in what environments and circumstances do I most easily receive communication via my intuition. And four, that you increase the frequency of it reaching you by positioning yourself consciously in these environments and circumstances as consistently as you possibly can. This is a science, just as it is an art. You take the guesswork out of it. How often you actually notice intuition communicating with you by being a detective's accomplice, like Dr. Watson to Sherlock Holmes. You begin by noticing where and when and with whom, and what or in the absence of whom and what, intuition, it has the easiest and the most consistent access to you, and you increase this. This is a simple principle of multiplying your exposure to opportunities that are sublime. For example, if upon reflection you realize that you tend to notice intuition most frequently when you are near running water, then position yourself near running water as often as you can and heighten your attention to notice subtle signals from intuition when you are near to running water. Make it easier for intuition to get through to you, my friend. In other words, even if you are living in a paradigm primarily of passive intuition, you can increase the frequency of it successfully contacting you. Active intuition, this expands. This is a quantum leap further. You not only increase the opportunities for intuition to access you, you actively ask for it. Active intuition, two-way communication, it is a circuit of consciousness flow between higher wisdom and you. It requires, one, that you ask specifically for it. Two, that you listen in. Three, that you actively engage in an energetic conversation with higher wisdom. Once your question, it is replied to. Four, that you become exquisitely adept at interpreting communication from higher wisdom via subtle energy language, that is images, sensations, and energy in motion, inner knowings, words, and the like. Five, that you increase the frequency of your availability to higher wisdom, including positioning yourself as often as you're able to in the environments and the circumstances where intuition most consistently has successful access to you. Intuition most consistently having successful access to you. This means that it effectively attracts your attention, your mind, your awareness. Once it does so, you can strengthen your active ability to do this. Notice it, discern it, heed it, and therefore rapidly and exponentially expand your trust in it. For when you do expand your trust in it, you become an ally with intuition. You become just like me. You become quite literally someone whom higher wisdom can count upon to be available and able to receive its pulse. This is what Ariel does. What I can do, she can do. What she can do, you can do. You become a qualified antenna, a trusted receptor of wisdom, wisdom beyond the typical day-to-day human perception. You begin to be a vessel for God. You release your craving for thinking. You allow God alone to think. For God does not think. God intends. Intending is a function of the heart, my friend. It is not of the mind. For it is your heart that does know all wisdom. It is your heart, not your head, who does guide. It is your heart, not your head, that does guide. For intuition, it is the source of all innovation. It is the source of all inspiration. It is the source of all invention that ever is or ever was. It is the source of all new thought. It is all there is. Intuition literally brings forth fresh energy, fresh perspective, fresh mind. It does birth into the closed system, the oxygen-deprived enclosure, the confinement that you call space and time.